April 7th, 1903. Doubts of Louisa about her state of victim. After going through most bitter days, because of the continuous privations of my adorable Jesus, this morning I felt I had reached the summit of affliction, and, tired and exhausted in my strength, I was thinking that he really did not want me in this state any more, and I almost decided to go out of it. While I was doing this, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior and made himself heard, praying for me. I could only understand that he was imploring the power, the strength, and the providence of the Father for me, adding, "Don't you see, O Father, how she has greater need for help, as she wants to render herself a sinner by going out of our will after so many graces?" Who can say how I felt my heart split on hearing these words of Jesus? Then he came out from within my interior, and after I made sure that it was blessed Jesus, I said, "Lord, is it your will that I continue to remain in this state of victim? Because, not feeling myself in the same position as before, I see myself as if the coming of the priest were no longer necessary. For if nothing else, I would spare the confessor the sacrifice." And he, "For now, it is not my will that you go out of it. As for the sacrifice of the priest, I will render back to him the charity he does, increased 100-fold. Then, all afflicted, he added, "My daughter, the socialists have plotted among themselves to strike the church. This they have done publicly in France, and in Italy in a more hidden way. And my justice is looking for voids so as to lay hand to chastisements.